Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir is in the Sefer Parat Yitzchak, Maimer Nun Gimel. Should be a schus for a zivuk hagun b'mehera for Rachel Bas Geula, and for Baracha Ba'atzlacha for David Shukra'ala ben Rachel, Moshe Shimon ben Brian Akela, Aaron Yisrael ben Ramosha Mordechai, Shmuel ben Yamin, Reb Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachel Leah. They should all have Baracha Ba'atzlacha. Yisrael Tzadok ben Shalamis. They should all have Baracha Ba'atzlacha b'chol maaseh yideihem. Says the holy Pachad Yitzchak, there's a pasuk in Acharemos that says, "Kamas eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem b'lo sasu, u'kamas eretz Kanan asher ne'meviyeschem shama lo sasu." Don't do like the Maitzim of Eretz Mitzrayim, where you sat, and don't do like the Maitzim of Eretz Kanan, where I'm bringing you. That's the opening to the parasha of Arayus. The end of the parasha is v'lo soki eretz eschem kasher kos ha'goy asher lefneichem. So the earth doesn't spit you out like it spit out the goy, the nation that was there before you. So what's interesting is that originally in the psicha of the parasha, it talks about Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan. Don't follow their ways, neither the ways of Mitzrayim or Canaan. In the punishment, it only talks about the Yoshvei Eretz Canaan, the Eretz Asher Lefneichem, the Hakos Eretz. So we have in the warning, both nations are mentioned, the Canaan and Mitzrayim. And then in the actual Onesh, we only say, and don't be like those of Eretz Canaan, who were expelled from the land. Two things happened to the Jewish people. We have the Geula from the Galus, and then we have the Yerusha of Eretz Canaan. It would seem that if a person does the Averos in this parasha, the Averos of Arayos, then he is going to lose both. He is going to both lose Eretz Yisrael, and he is going to be sent back into Galus, because we were redeemed from the Galus, and we inherited Eretz Canaan. So when we do the Averos, we're going to leave Eretz Canaan and go back to the Galus. Nevertheless, at the end of the parasha, all it mentions is losing Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mention anything about going back to Galus. It says you're going to lose Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be expelled from Eretz Yisrael. So we see that even though when the Jewish people were being redeemed, there was a middle state, a Dargat Beinayim, a middle category between Geula from the Galus and the Knesset to Eretz Yisrael. First, we were Nigel from the Galus. And then only afterwards, we were in the Midbar, and then we came into Eretz Yisrael, so there was a middle stage between Geula and entering into Eretz Yisrael. However, after they enter Eretz Yisrael, there's no Dargat Beinayim. There's no intermediate stage. And returning to Galus is included in the Hakoas Haaretz. In other words, even though in between the Shibud of Mitzrayim and the coming to Eretz Yisrael, there was an intermediate stage without Shibud and without Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, there cannot be such an intermediate stage only when it is actually happening originally. But afterwards, once we lose Eretz Yisrael, that encompasses, that includes the Shibud to Zarim. There are not going to be two stages of leaving Eretz Yisrael and only afterwards Shibud Lazarim. It's all one. Leaving in Eretz Yisrael and Shibud Lazarim is one and the same. The Knisa into Eretz Yisrael was from the Midbar, but when the Eretz Yisrael spits out the Jewish people, it doesn't spit them out into the Midbar, it spits them out right into the Eretz Ha'amim. And therefore the opening of the Parasha of Arayus is included in the ending. Because when we are kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, so then we are not only going to be kicked out because we did like the mice of Eretz Canaan, but also because we did like the mice of Eretz Mitzrayim. And therefore we lose the darg of Eretz Canaan, and we go right down into Eretz Mitzrayim, we go right down into the Golus, wherever the Golus was, but we went into the Shibud Zarim. So again, B'shas HaSavus, there's an intermediate stage, that there's Geula from the Galus, but not yet coming to Eretz Yisrael. Once we're in Eretz Yisrael and we're kicked out, we get right back into the claws of the nations, but there's no intermediate stage of being in the Midbar after being expelled from Eretz Yisrael. So it's like the Dagas Beinayim of Erusin, that when a person is betrothed to a woman, so that's an intermediate stage between Nisuin and being single. But once they get divorced, he doesn't get divorced from the Nisuin and then she's Moreses, and then afterwards she becomes single again. No. She goes right from being married, Nisuin, and then divorce makes her into a single woman and into a single man. So going into Eretz Yisrael is wonderful. That is stage two. Stage one is leaving the Galus. However, when we leave Eretz Yisrael, we lose both at the same time, both Eretz Yisrael, and then we go right back into the claws of the Goyim. And that's why when the parish of Arayus opens up, it says, don't do like Eretz Canaan, like Eretz Mitzrayim, and don't do like Eretz Canaan. And then when we leave, it says, V'lo saki aretz eschem, the earth shouldn't spit you out, Eretz Yisrael shouldn't spit you out, like it spit out the other nation. And it doesn't talk about Galus, because being spit out of Eretz Yisrael is the same, one and the same, to going into Galus. We learn from the Kedoshe Elyon that all Divrei Torah is Nogea to all the Doros and all the Zmanim, both B'tzibur and B'yachid, Kol Nefesh V'Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. And not only that, Ein B'chlal El Mashe B'Prat, all the Inyanim that are Shayach to Klalius Kedusha B'Knesses Yisrael, B'chlal is also Shayach to the Avodas Hashem of the Prat. And it's clear, therefore, that even though the Akos Aretz and the Pegima of Madrega Sitzius Mitzrayim is what happens to the Jewish people as a nation, that the earth spits us out and we lost all the milas we had when we left Egypt. Nevertheless, there are parallels in the soul of the individual. And we can understand this based on a very yesodistic sugi in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Zayin. There it says that there's a difference between being Poresh from Minus, from separating oneself from heresy, and other Averis. In Minus we hold, Kol Be'a lo yeshuvin v'lo yasigu orchos chayim v'chol aporesh minus mayis, that if a person separates himself from Minus, he dies. Because they have to be kofer the Yetzer, and it's Xeris HaMelech Aleim Lomus, Rashi says. Person is connected to Minus, and he separates from Minus, Kol Be'a lo yeshuvin, they're not going to return. V'lo yasigu orchos chayim, they're not going to achieve the derech of life. If a person's poresh miminus, that's it. He's finished. He has to die. Frekta Gemara from Rebbe Elazar ben Dordaya, who was a Baal Aveira Biznus, and when he did tshuva, he cried until his neshama left him. So we see that other Aveiras also, when you're poresh, one is poresh, he dies. And for the Gemara, Kaven da aduk bo tuva kiminus damya, since he's so aduk, since he's so connected to Minus to Arayus, it's like Minus. It's like heresy. That's what he said to the Gemara. So we have to understand Pshat in the Gemara. The Pasuk of Kol Be'a Lo Yeshuvin is talking about Minus. And we always say that a Mumer L'Teyavon is not a Min. And we don't find the Chiluk between a Stam Mumer L'Teyavon and somebody who's very Oduk, somebody who's very connected to being to his Mumerus L'Teyavon, to being very into Averis for his pleasure. It's clear that the only time we have this chiluk is as far as aduk batuva kaminus damya, that when a person is so mechubar to his Averis, to the Avera of Arayus, there he has the status of a min. So kol ha-Torah kula als kol ha-Torah kula is not a min. A person who's aduk ba-Avera, a person who's very connected to his Arayus. But when it comes to Minus, when it comes to the geder of if a person leaves it, he has to die, that is like being a Min. Being Aduk Ba'aveira Ba'arayus is like being a Min and he has to die, like we see Rav Elazar ben Dordaya die. In Maamar Zayin, Futner explained that a koifer who does a mitzvah, it doesn't have a shame mitzvah, it's a misasek. Person does a mitzvah. So Futner explains there that it's not even considered a mitzvah. It's misasek, it's like it's by accident. He doesn't even have a God. And there, Rav Utner explains why. He says, now I learned this from the Torah of the Ramban in his Akdama to Iyov that recently was printed. Normally, there is a chiluk between a min and an avarian. Minus is prikus ol, but an avera is begeder michshal. The person stumbled. Minus is throwing off the yoke. However, there are two aspects to minus. One aspect to minus is the prikas ol ashibut shel chiyuv hamitzvus, when one throws off the yoke of being obligated in mitzvahs. And there's another type of minus where it's called a matzav shel shlilus efsharus ha'avoda b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs. It's not possible for him to be oved and keep the mitzvahs. Legabe kol ha-Torah kula, minus is prikasol. With respect to the whole Torah, if somebody is a min, so he's throwing off the yoke of Hashem, he's a heretic. So if a person is a mumr l'teyavon, even if he's oduk batuva, as long as it's l'teyavon, it's not prikusol, and he's not considered a min. A person very loves his arayas, even if he's oduk batuva, he's still not considered a min. He hasn't completely been poreikol. He still believes in Hashem. He likes his avera. He's not considered a min. However, we said that a person is oduk batuva, as far as the chol ba'el or yeshuvin is concerned, that he has to die when he separates. So then he can't serve anymore. That's bechinas shlilus shlilas efsharus ha'avoda. He can't serve Hashem anymore. And therefore we say, called the aduk b'sha'aduk batuva k'minus damya. And therefore we say, shekol sha'aduk batuva k'minus damya. If he's so connected to this aveira, then imamish has the status of a min, who dies in or when he separates. Because since he is so connected and so accustomed to doing this aveira of arayos, he can only separate from it if it's going to cost him his life. He'll get sick and he can't take it anymore and he'll die. B'meisim chavshi, when a person dies, he becomes chavshi min ha-mitzvahs. So separating from sin will remove any possibility of being oved anymore. And therefore it has the status of minus. Just like the matzav of minus prevents a person from doing avoda. And even if he does all the mitzvahs in the ma'isim tovim, it doesn't have a shem avoda, and therefore it's nothing. So too, somebody who's oduk ba'aveira to the point that he gets sick is like somebody who can't serve anymore. Because the avoda obligates him to separate himself from sin, and that's going to make him die. It's going to be misalik him imakom avoda. He'll go crazy or die. And therefore, kevan da oduk ba kaminus damya. Since he's so connected, it's like minus. In other words, being prevented from doing the avoda because he's so mushrish, because he's so rooted in sin, is considered like the aveira of menias of sharus avoda because of prikasol. So he said something very deep, and we'll explain a little bit more. We have a concept of minus. Minus is somebody who's a heretic. Somebody who's a heretic is throwing off the yoke of Hashem. When somebody does any other aveira, he's not necessarily throwing off the yoke of Hashem. He still has Hashem. He's nichshol. He does this aveira, that aveira. He does it b'shogeg. He does it because of mum, because of teavon. He enjoys it, so it's a michshol. That's all averos are only considered michsholos and minus. Minus is prikasol. However, there's another aspect of minus, and that is that when somebody is a min, when somebody is a min, in order for him to stop being a min, the Gemara says, he has to die. He's so connected to his minus that when if he's poresh from the minus, he's going to die. So that's minia shlilus efsharus avoda. That negates the possibility of him doing avoda anymore. And even when he's doing the avoda, this min, it's still not considered avoda. It's not shaykh for a min to do avoda. Why is it not shaykh for the min to do avoda? Because all of his mitzvahs aren't considered mitzvahs. As the Ramban says, it's an akdamah to say for Eov. So Futner said, it was. I had this chiddush, but I see it was in the Ramban already. That he says that a person who's a min, all of his mitzvahs are considered misasek. It's like they were done by accident. It's completely not in the parsha. So a min can't do avoda. That aspect of not being able to do avoda, we also have by a person who's aduk b'cheit, a person who's very connected to Zarayas. So as far as the prikas ol aspect, then like in that aspect, he's not a min. Because he it's a michshol. He likes his avera, he enjoys his avera. So it's not considered prikas ol like minos. But the other aspect of minus, that he can't do avoda, he is completely precluded from avoda, in that sense, somebody who's connected to arayos is like a min. Just like a min can't do avoda and all of his mitzvahs don't count, so too somebody who's connected to arayos is also manua, is also precluded from doing avoda. Why? Because if he separates, he's going to die. Just like when the min separates, he's going to die. So we have, as a footnote does in just about every maimer in the Pachad Yitzchak, as we always point out, we give the shiurim. He uses the Lithuanian approach to learning Gemara to explain these philosophical concepts. So, in the Lithuanian approach, is very often the Tzvei Dinim, two distinct aspects. So there are the two aspects of Minus. There's the Prikas Ol aspect of Minus, and there is the Minias. There is the shlilas efsharus havoda aspect of minus. The prikas ol aspect of minus is unique to minus. Only a person who's a min is porek ol, but any over avera l'teyavon, person who does avera stam for fun, he's not considered a porek ol. However, the shlilas efsharus havoda aspect of being a min, that is avoda, he can't do avoda, because all of his mitzvahs don't count, and if he separates for minus, he's going to die. He's manua from doing the avoda in that aspect. Somebody who's aduk b'cheit does have a din of a min, and he has to die. He can't do avoda, and that's how we saw by Elazar ben Durdaya. So these two aspects of minos. So Rav Vitner pointed out before that normally we don't find that a mumer l'teyavon has the... We don't find a chiluk between aduk batuva, not aduk batuva by a mumer l'teyavon. Because there's really no chiluk. It's better he's not aduk batuva, but even if he is, even if he's very connected, he's a mumer l'teyavon. He's somebody who's not keeping Torah and mitzvahs because of pleasure, because of desire. But we find there's a chiluk if he's aduk batuva with respect to the din of having to die, of shlilas of sharas avoda, of not being able to serve, that if he's so connected to sin, like we see in the Gemara of Azariah Yud Zayin, in order to do tshuva, he has to die. His yetzer is so strong, Lazar ben Durdaya, he can't take it anymore. Elisha kol zeh dafka, achshav ba'od vav. כל זה עוד דווקא בנוגע לבחינה השנייה של מצב אמינות, דיינו בבחינת מניעת אפשרות העבודה, אבל בנוגע לבחינה הראשונה של מצב המינוס, דהיינו, בבחינת פריקת עול שיעבוד חיוב המצוות, בוודאי, וגם אדוק בעבירה, טובה, כל שאינה אלא מחמת תאווה, אין זה אלא מכשול, והרי הוא נידון כמומר לתיאבון שאין עליו תורת מינות.
So this is all, as we explain, with respect to the din of
somebody who is not able to serve Hashem. There's a difference if he's Zaduk Batuber or not. But as far as being Stam a mummer, he's not Porek all. As long as he's doing it out of desire, he's not considered a Porek all. And therefore he doesn't have a Torah's min, he's not considered a min. Vim banu letzayer avena zo betchumna chushit, az aleinu la'alot et ha'tchumna zo mitoch inyano shel ha'olam ha'mashi, hanatun al gabav shel ha'choresh. העול נתונו על גביו של החורש בכדי שעל ידו של העול תימשך המחרישה אחריו. אם החורש אינו זז ממקומו מסרב למשוך בעול, החרישה לא תתקיים. So you put a yoke on a person who's doing plowing. If he doesn't move, then he's not going to plow. If he throws off the yoke, he's also not going to plow. The difference between throwing it off and not moving is that in the second case, where he throws it off, he can't plow even if he wanted to. In the first case, he could plow, he's just not doing it. In Avodas Hashem, the first way is a Stam Aveira. So he's not doing the mitzvahs, he's doing Aveiras. Throwing off the yoke is Minus. In the first case, there's a Chisar in Avod, and the second case, he can't do the work at all. He's precluded from doing the work. There's a middle stage. There's a dagat beinayim that the plow has is rusty, so it's on him. It's on the plower, but he can't work. So that's a dugma for aduk ba'aveira tuva. So on one hand, he didn't throw off the yoke. The yoke is still on him, but there's a chisar in hechsher avoda. But he's not able to do the avoda because he's so connected to his sin. It's such a deep mashal. Kaven the adukba kaminus damia, since he's so connected, it's like minus. So there's sometimes that a person throws off the yoke, that's minus. There's sometimes that a person has the yoke on, he's just not doing it, that's regular aveiros. And then there's having the yoke on and it being rusty. He has the yoke, but he can't use it. That's a mashal to a person who's adukba tuva. And now we go very, very teef. We have in the Torah that there's a madrega of reishis of Knesset Yisrael. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvuasa. So in that pasuk is referring dafka to the Makas Bechoros. Paro was said at the beginning of the Shlichus to Moshe, B'ni Bechori Yisrael. Shlach es B'ni ve'yavduni, v'timein l'shalcho in'ein ochi oreg es bincha bechorecho. The Jewish people are the Bechor of Hashem. Power was told to send them away, otherwise his bechors are going to die. And because of this, Rovachasi Hashmua b'divreim shel chachmei ha'emes, ki g'shem sheYisrael im reishis b'tzad ha'kedusha, k'mokein Mitzrayim im reishis b'tzad ha'tumah, the Jewish people are called reishis tvuasa, were the beginning of Hashem's crap. So that's dafka makas b'choros, that is the Jewish people. The racious of the Jewish people, specifically at Makas Bechoros, B'ni Bechori Yisrael, and the Tzad Shekeneged is Mitzrayim. They're the racious in the Tzad Atuma. And the Makas Bechoros is the Mag. Their racious got it, and our racious was saved. Zeh Lumas Zeh. We're B'ni Bechori Yisrael, we're racious to Wasa, and then the Mitzrayim got it. Vayach Kol Bechor Mitzrayim, racious. Onim Ba'al Leicham. They were called racious, as it says in Tehillim. So we have the rashis of Mitzrayim, they parallel the rashis of the Jewish people, and you also have rashis goyim amolek, v'achuisu adei oveg. Goyim, the amolek is also rashis. So what's the difference between the rashis of Klal Yisrael, the rashis of amolek, lahavdil, and the rashis of Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim's rashis and amolek is a mefurish apostle, it's rashis. And they're both connected Knesset Yisrael. So Ravutni says at Grossi Yisrael that we have two different systems. We have the Arba Malchios, which were explained in the Nevuah of Daniel, and then we have the seven nations, which were explained in the Torah in numerous places. The Reishis of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is the father, is the beginning of all Arab Malchios, and the Reishis of Amalek is the beginning of the seven nations. The Pnimius is that in order for somebody to serve his master, two things have to happen. Number one, the Adon has to buy this Eved, he has to purchase this Eved. And then, he has to tell the Eved what he wants. By being acquired, he's meshubet to the Adon. And then when he reveals his Ratzon, he knows what to do. When the Jewish people were redeemed from Egypt, we were meshubet to the Ratzon of Hashem. We were avdei Hashem and avdei power, as the Gemara says. Through Matan Torah, we knew how to serve him. And then we came into Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Mokom Avoda. So when you see the Arab Malchios, that's, they're trying to stop the Jewish people from being called Avdei Hashem. Because all the union of Arba Malchios is to be Meshaved, the Jewish people. And if a person, like the Zohar says, if a person is Kafus, Ba'asra, Achra, he can't be called Avdei Hashem. So the Arba Malchios are Meshaved, the Jewish people, and they try to stop us from having this shame of being Avdei Hashem. The Shiva Amimin are different. They were Meshabe, the Jewish people. They didn't want to let the Jewish people come into Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of Avoda. So the Hisnagdus, the opposition of the Shiva Amimin, is not Mechuvon, is not directed against the name of Avdei Hashem, which is the essence of Knesset Yisrael. Rather, they're Monea, the Avoda before Mamish. So now we see two dinim. We have the din of the Arba Malchius and the din of the Shiva Amimin. The Arba Malchius try to stop us from being called Avdei Hashem. The Shiva Amimin stop us from doing the Avodah before. And through this chiluk between these two types of Isnagdus, of the two Ma'arachos, we can also understand the Bechinas Reishis. The Reishis of Mitzrayim is that they were the first ones who they didn't want us to be Avdei Hashem. They try to prevent us from having the name of Avdei Hashem, that we should be Meshubet to them. And then when we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, we can now be Avdei Hashem. Alalu Avdei Hashem, Alalu Avdei Parot. And the Reishis of Amalek, Reishis Goyim Amalek, is that Amalek tried to stop us. Asher Korcha Baderech, we were on the Derech, we were trying to go on the Derech HaTorah, we were trying to be Makabel Torah, we were trying to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Amalek attacks us. They want to stop us from doing the Avodah Befoal, from Yimakayim, the Ratzon of Hashem. So there are two different types of ratios, the system of the Arba Malchi, the system of Shiva Amimin. And there's the race of Amalek and the race of Mitzrayim. Amalek is the ratios of stopping us from serving Hashem in practice. And Mitzrayim is for being called Avdei Hashem. In the Tzad HaKadusha, we find two types of Kabbalah. It says in the Mechilta, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kibaltem Emalchusi, Kablu Gzerosa, you are Makabel, my Malchus, please, be Makabel, my Gzeros. So there are Mechalik between these Kabbalos. One is called Kabbalos Malchus, and the other is called Kabbalos Gzeros. And those are the two aspects. The Avdei Hashem is Kabbalos Malchus, and the... And that's the Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, and then the Kabbalas Gzeros is how to do the Avodah before Mamish. And that beautifully corresponds to the seven nations and the four nations. The four Malchios, the four kingdoms. The four kingdoms try to stop us from Makabal Malchus Hashem, and the seven nations from Makabal the Gzeros of Hashem. And that's so beautifully, I want to cry, this is so beautiful. The difference between Amalek and Paro. Amalek says, it says about Amalek, Yodeas Ribono Mechavein Limrod Bo, Nimrod. Yodeas Ribono Mechavein Limrod Bo, that's Amalek. They know there's Hashem, they're Mechavel the Malchus, they just say, don't keep the Xeros. What did Paro say? Lo Yadati Hash Hashem. Meikara, there's no Hashem, there's no Hashem to start with. Amalek knows there's a master, and they just fight against him. They threw the Milos Klape Mala. Don't be Mekayim the Gzeros. Pyro says, there's no God at all. I'm the God. Li Ori Veni Asitini. So when we left Mitzrayim, we beat the Arba Malchios. When we came with Eretz Yisrael, we beat the Shiva Amimin. So now it's mamish even deeper. When Eretz Yisrael spits us out, it only looks like we lost against the Shiva Amimin. And it has nothing to do with the Arba Malchios, because we lost the Makom Avoda, but we're still called Avdei Hashem. And therefore, the Chiddush of the Torah is that no, not only did we lose the Makom Avoda before, but we went right back into the Golus, right back into the Arba Malchios, and therefore we're not even called Avdei Hashem. We lost both Milas. So we had two. When we left Egypt, we got the Torah Avdei Hashem, and then when we had to beat the Shiva Amimin and the Amalek, so then we were able to do the Avoda before Mamish. They were trying to stop that, but when we lost, when we got sent out to Golus, we lost both at the same time. Both the Torah of Avdei Hashem, now we're under a foreign rule, and being able to be Mekayim the Avodah Befal. Being Mekayim the Avodah Befal, first the Shiva Amin kick us out, and we go right back into the hands of the Golus, of the Arba Malchius. Says Kola Aduk Ba'Aveira Tuva Kaminus Damia. And we said that a person so connected to Aveira, it's like Minus in what aspect? That it's Histalkus Efsharus Avoda Befal, Shlilas Efsharus Avoda, that a person can't serve anymore. So if a person's a Nefesh Yachid, he's so Aduk Ba'Aveira, the Taiva turns into Prikas all. That he can't serve anymore. That he's so connected to Chait, so to Knesset Yisrael. When we're so rooted in sin, we lose Eretz Yisrael. Not only did the Shiva Amimin beat us, but we also go back into the claws of the Arba Malchios. וחוזרים אנו על האמור לאל כי כל דיבור ודיבור מדברי תורה שייך הוא בכל עולם ועולם לפי ערכו. ובכל מקום ומכל בחינה ובחינה לפי ערכה. והדברים הללו שנתבררו במאמר זה מספירים לנו את עומק המהלך של הקעת הארץ כפי שהוא משתקף במהלך עבודת השם של נפש היחיד מישראל. ויש לפעמים אשר הדרך היותר מועילה לחידוד ההרגשה ולעידון ההשגה במהלך העניינה של נשמת כנסת ישראל הכללית היא דווקא על ידי מציאת המקומות המקבילים למהלכים הללו בציור נשמתו הפרטית של כל אחד ואחד מישראל. Like we said earlier, Torah is shaykh in every olam. It's shaykh to the Klaliyus Knesset Yisrael, and it's shaykh to the Yochid. So now we see how the Akoas Haaretz, which happens to Klaliyus Yisrael as a whole, also applies to the Yochid, to the Nefesh Yochid Yisrael. Sometimes to sharpen our feelings and our understandings in the Inyan of Nishmas Knesset Yisrael, we have to find a tziur in the neshama of the Yochid. So here we have that a person's aduk b'chait. Not only does he lose the not only is he not oved b'fo'al, but he can't be oved anymore. Gets right back into the Arba Malchius. He's mamish purek ol. Adam korov etzel atzmo b'psari echaz ha'loka. A person's very connected to himself, and from his own flesh he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if we see it in ourselves, we can understand how it works for the klal. So we should all be zochen to internalize these tifa and yanim, and realize the danger of being aduk b'chait. Sometimes I get emails or phone calls about people who are aduk b'chait. And it's shlilas efsharus havoda, they can't serve. They can't learn. Can't daven. They're not connected. Because they're so aduk b'chait. They didn't only lose the Shiva Amim, not only did they lose to the Shiva Amim, they went right back into the Arba Malchius. You should all be zochet b'mizgader, b'simcha, b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.